Time again for StoryCorps. Monday marks the 10th year of the start of the Syrian civil war. Since then, activists say at least 500,000 people have been killed and millions more displaced. Magda Sakan moved from Memphis to Aleppo, Syria in her 20s. That's where her father Walid was born and raised. When the war began, she left, and they both have not been back since. They came to StoryCorps to remember the country and the people they love.
I decided after I graduated college that I was going to move to Syria. I'd always wanted to know your family. And as soon as I landed, I was home.
I was born in a real old city. It's built of chiseled limestone with cobblestones on the streets. And when I was young, my older sister, Hamida, she'll put me on her shoulder and carry me. I remember these as the warmest moments.
Aunt Hamida, she'd take my phone and look at the pictures of you and just kiss your face on the phone screen and cry. When I first moved there, I had no idea what she was saying, but you could understand the love that she had for you. I went to go for 6 months and I stayed for 4 years, so I loved it.
I had to go get you almost out of there.
We both left not thinking that it would be the last time that we'd see a lot of people.
You know, I mean, I cannot talk about it without feeling like crying. Aleppo is one of the oldest cities in the world. And a lot of that was destroyed.
All I wanted was to go back. And then as it got worse and I realized that wasn't possible, that was when I really mourned it.
My sister Hamida is in Syria, and you know how much I want to see her. It breaks my heart. I have these dreams where I go back and all of us, all my sisters, brothers, all of us are in the old house having a kharuf.
Eating a whole sheep?
The whole sheep. I don't want it to end. I want to close my eyes, realize that it is a dream, and I want to go back. But we need to talk about happy things.
Walid and Magda Sakan, their StoryCorps conversation was recorded in Memphis, and their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress.